Video: Minneapolis AutoZone set on fire amid George Floyd protests. By Joshua Kaplan on May 27, 2020. A Minneapolis AutoZone near the area where protesters reportedly looted nearby businesses has been set on fire Wednesday evening as demonstrators take to the streets over the death of George Floyd, who died Monday after a police officer put his knee on his neck while detaining him, according to reports. Several journalists shared photos and video of the burning AutoZone, which is also near Minneapolis Police's 3rd Precinct, where protesters and police officers engaged in a tense standoff in the afternoon. Des Moines Register photographer Zach Boyden Holmes noted that the blaze was started by protesters. Earlier Wednesday evening, dozens of apparent looters stole televisions and groceries from the Target store on Lake Street, shows multiple videos shared to social media by Fox 9 reporter Karen Scullin. A Target spokesperson said, "We are heartbroken by the death of George Floyd and the pain it is causing our community. We decided to close our Lake Street store earlier today and work to ensure all of our team members were accounted for and safe. Our focus will remain on our team members' safety and helping our community heal. Until further notice, our store will remain closed." Other reported looters were seen at Dollar Tree, a liquor store, and a tobacco store, according to ABC 5. The protests came as Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey called for the arrest of the police officer seen in a video kneeling on Floyd's neck before his death. The mayor urged Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman to file charges against the officer, whom the city identified as Derek Chauvin. In a video taken by a witness, Chauvin can be seen kneeling and putting pressure on the neck of George Floyd, who struggled and said he couldn't breathe. Police called an ambulance for Floyd after he became unconscious. He later died at the hospital. The Minneapolis Police Department fired Chauvin and 3 other officers involved in the arrest, J. Alexander Kunk, Thomas Lane, and Totau. "Why is the man who killed George Floyd not in jail?" Frey asked during a news conference Wednesday. "If you had done it or I had done it, we would be behind bars right now and I cannot come up with an answer to that question." The mayor said his call for charges against Chauvin is based on the footage from the scene. The UPI contributed to this report.